Last night we were able to recite Kiddush Levana, and it's appropriate. That's why we were learning the halachos of Kiddush Levana. Starting yesterday, we mentioned, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that reciting Kiddush Levana, kol mevarech al chodesh bismano, is ki'ilu a kabbalas pnei shechina, and that's why you have to say it standing up out of respect for the divine presence. Amar Abaye hilkach tzarech lememrinhu mu'umad. We also mentioned that part of the idea of the Levana, we saw three different suggestions by the Aruch HaShulchan, is maybe it's the closest of all the celestial bodies, so it's kind of a proxy for Hashemayim Misaprim Kavod Kael, but in a deeper sense or a more specific sense, we know Nimshala Yisrael Levana, that there's a special connection between Klal Yisrael and the moon, and that is true in two different levels. Number one, right, as we know, the moon reflects the light of the sun, and the Torah really, and the Jewish people don't have their own internal light, so to speak, but we do reflect the light of the Torah. And then in addition to that, we mentioned the idea of the moon waxing and waning, and that's the story of Jewish history. So the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to point, that's why we mention, people probably notice in the context of Kiddush Levana, we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Why are we so focused on the Davidic line? But the point is that just as the Davidic line has been temporarily eclipsed, we pray every single day, as Tzemach David Avdecha Me'eros HaTzmiach, we pray for the restoration of the Davidic line, that just as the moon can sometimes appear as if it's gone, the fact is that the Davidic line continues on. Point number one for the day. Point number two, I think is very significant, takes us back to the idea of Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, is that the Ramah quotes an ancient tradition that we should wait until Motzai Shabbos, because on Motzai Shabbos, we would have been wearing all day our big day Shabbos, so we should wait until Motzai Shabbos, unless it falls out after the 10th of the month. You say, well, Motzei Shabbos comes every week, how would that be possible? Well, if the Molad was on Thursday, so that it is possible, you could have the first eligible Motzei Shabbos, as we'll get to, the first eligible Motzei Shabbos, or it would be the 10th of the month, so the Ramah says that's a little bit too late, because what about a few rainy days? So the point that the Ramah makes is that it's better to do Kiddush Levana when a person is dressed in their very finest. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's too risky. After all, in our lands, he says, you know, it's very, very rainy all the time, and he doesn't see what the big deal about Motzai Shabbos is. He says, "What? How do we do Kiddush Levana? We do Kiddush Levana after Mariv, and if you were comfortable coming to shul in clothes, that means the clothes must be ra'oi for tefillah, the clothes must be ra'oi for Kabbalas Pnei Shechina." And in that sense of the term, he doesn't see that there's any great reason to wait until Motzei Shabbos. On the contrary, there's a reason Makdim the Mitzvah, so we should do it as soon as is humanly possible, because we don't want a situation where we miss out on the opportunity to perform a mitzvah. One final point, the Aruch HaShulchan says we should really wait until Laila, until it's really nighttime, at Seisa Kochavim, to have Kiddush Levana. And the idea is that the Rishumo should be Nikar, that we should really benefit from the light of the moon on the earth. And so last night, thank God, we were well after that point. Sometimes if we're davening Mincha Marav a little bit earlier, we could be in a gray zone as to whether we're really at that point. But that Kiddush Levana belongs Balayla Mamish, Kol Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla, falls into that category. Rabbi Chananu Ben Akasha, Meretz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael.